Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance, a quick shot of romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky. You're very proper in the, like, welcome there.
I was. It was not like our Sunday episodes, not our full bathtub Delilah unhinged introduction.
Delilah.
Okay, on this episode of A Quick Shot of Romance, we're reviewing Vicious Seduction by Jill Ramsauer. This is book four in the Byrne Brothers series. We'll link the synopsis of this book on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Release date, February 8th, 2024. Tropes, fake engagement, mafia, over-the-top protector, age gap, second chance at love, rivals to lovers. Did I miss
Isn't it more of a forced engagement, though? Because doesn't he win her or steal her?
He blackmails her.
So more, I'd say more forced than
forced fake engagement. Okay. We'll get to it. This is book four in the Byrne Brothers series. This ends this series.
But we are not done in this world, friends. So if you've been reading these books, we are not done in this world. So
these are standalones. It's dual first-person point of view. Put out percentages 43%. Audiobook narrators. I did not listen. Did you listen to this?
I did not listen either.
Okay. So it's...
But I like both of these narrators, so I'm thinking it'll probably be good.
Okay. Joe Raylan and Jason Clark. And then content trigger warnings. There is talk of rape, off-page human trafficking topics, on-page violence, and there is no third act breakup.
No.
So about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I stumbled on the start of this series by Jill Ramsauer when Heather and I were prepping for our Mafia episode.
Yeah.
And I read the first one in this book, and I loved it. Loved, loved it. And then I made all of you other people read book two.
And the novella.
And then there was book three, and now we have book four.
Yeah.
If I have to pick a favorite, book two is my favorite.
Really?
Yes. Book two, book four, book one, book three.
I'd say book one, book four, book two, book three for me.
Really? But they had a meet cute with a knife.
They did. That's true.
So one of the things that I will say about...
See, it's hard, but book three is my least.
Yeah, like mine too. One,
like the other three, like I kind of rotate, but I did really like the novella too. Like that was fun.
So Vicious Seduction actually brings full circle book two.
It does.
So our big bad in book four is actually our big bad in book one.
Yeah.
By proximity.
Yeah, well, because there is this underlying story that weaves through all the books, but you do not need to read them because we know people that have like jumped in like wherever and they're fine. So that is, but there is this underlying like issue. I mean, it's mafia. Of course there's underlying issues, but like Oren's ex-ish.
Yeah,
he's a terrible person.
His soon-to-be ex-wife is a terrible person. She does bad things that actually prompt book one and then go into book two. And one
she's not really in, well, book three isn't where that, book three, they kind of figure out most of what
she did.
Or is that book two?
Book two, they figure out what she did.
I feel like she was in book three too, but I didn't love book three, so I don't know.
So in this book, we have our hero, Oren.
Yes.
And Oren is the head of the Byrne family. He is the eldest. He is now in the power position leading the family. And one of the great things about his character and the way that Jill Ramsauer chose to write these, we actually don't know much about him other than he is really brutalizing himself with guilt of his father being murdered and his soon-to-be ex-wife.
And marrying a harpy.
Yeah. And I will say I liked this book because we got a lot of Granny Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, and it, What I really like about this series too is like Oren has been kind of an enigma throughout the series. Like we meet him, but like you only get tiny little snippets. But she really brought him full force in a way that makes sense with the character that you met previously. Like she didn't, there was nothing in his actions that I was like, oh, that doesn't mesh well with what little we've known of
Which
him.
is really interesting because you and I have complained about another series author of brothers or of cousins or whatever, where the last book, that character is built up as an enigma through the entire series that we know nothing really about.
But then it takes a hard left and it doesn't make
And
sense.
what the author did with it, we were kind of like
Yeah.
disappointed.
Oh,
I
yeah.
really liked Oren and his motivation because he's doing the things that he's doing for the betterment of the family while pursuing his own agenda.
Yeah.
Like his desire for
Lena.
reparations and
Oh, yeah.
revenge. And he's going to close this out because he has to right what his ex did badly, what she caused.
Yeah.
And I always love a mafia book where they have standards. Like,
Yeah.
we'll sell drugs and guns,
But we won't do this and
but
this.
we don't traffic humans. I'm like, okay. I mean,
I can get
that
behind
I
that.
can get behind that. Let's
I
talk
mean,
about,
'cause those types of things are going to be there anyway.
right. Well, but that's
Why not make money
always the
off of them?
thing. Okay, let's talk about Lena because, wow, I think all the heroines in this series have been top-notch.
They're top notch, but they're so much more than you originally expected. Like every single one of them, when you first meet them, you kind of get this idea of who you think they're going to be.
I
And then
thought
Jill
Lena was going to
Ramsauer.
be a damsel in distress, like tied to the railroad tracks. Oren's going to have to save her, and some of it's going to be of her own making, but some of it's also going to be like too stupid to live, but she's
Yes.
not.
She's not at all. And that's the thing. Like, but like the character that Jill Ramsauer creates in those first couple of chapters with Lena, like you have this picture where she is this almost dumb airhead who has an ulterior motive, but it's not going to pan out because she's this dumb airhead. But like, as you meet her, she is smart. She is calculating. She is a strong character who honestly, like Oren, like he just builds her up bigger, which that was not his intention at all. But as he gets her story, he realizes like she is so much more than I thought as well. And I love that. Like he went into it, like, I'm gonna take her, I'm gonna make her get engaged to me. Like, this is what's gonna happen. But as I learn more about her, I wish I met her first.
And I will say also that one of the things about Lena that I really, really like is she only gives enough of herself to be in that situation. Like she guards who she is, what she's about, what her motives, almost up until the very end. And I really liked that. And that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed about getting to know Jill Ramsauer's her writing. Is that she kind of does this. She piecemeals the character arcs out.
She onions them.
She does. She like peels them away a little by little. And we're never like, bam, this is the character. We're going to just read about how they come together as a relationship. They are constantly like unveiling more and more.
Well, and I love it too because like we learn about the characters as they're learning about each other. So it's like their relationship is growing and cultivating as we're learning about it too, because she doesn't give it to like she gives little Easter eggs of like the motivations and the reasons, but she never even gives the reader like in the like the heroine's point of view. Like she never gives us the full story of what Lena's motivation is until Oren learns about it. And I think that's a really interesting way to write her books.
And I think that when we read age gaps, especially in mafia, so I'm thinking of like Neva Alta, because I think Jill and Neva write very similar ways in which they bring out their
Create.
characters and their arcs. I mean, the books are not the same, but this.
They're not. But the style
But
in
do you
which
know what
they
I'm saying?
create, the style in which they create their worlds and the style in which they create their characters are very similar.
But one of the things that I've really enjoyed about this is that none of the stories feel duplicated.
No.
Like all, so sometimes in an age gap romance, it can feel like insert character A for character B, and
Well, and
it's
it's
the
like
same.
you can basically Russian roulette the characters.
Each story, even though that book four is really the completion of the story arc for book two, these were two very different relationships, two very different couples. And the female heroines were also incredibly strong and dynamic and felt unique.
They did, but it's also they're not without flaw, they're not without issues, they're not without like they're not these perfect characters that like you are almost unbelievable either, which
No.
like we've definitely read books where it's like they're this unflawed like perfect person for this other person. It's like, yeah, that could happen, but in reality like that's not it at all. It's interesting because they meet at this club that Lena is trying to get like into the back, like seated rooms, and like and Oren like shows up, and so like she has this idea that he's not exactly like who he says he is because he is at this club. But like as she's learning more and as he is learning more, that's really where the overprotective vibe from him comes, because like when he learns her backstory, dude loses his shit.
Well, and there's secret society vibes to this book. There's different levels of connection within. And that's one of the things, too. If we look at the world starting with book one, moving to book four, the world builds as she goes. Like, we don't get every location and every place in book one. It
No.
really builds as we get each book, their world becomes more enriched, more dynamic. And actually makes for a very anticipated and anxious spinoff.
It really does. And like in the characters in these spinoffs are going to be just as intense as the Byrne brothers. But there's just,
So the spinoff, though, okay.
well, there's going to be two spinoffs
Correct me
because
if
there's
I'm
the
wrong.
lawyers.
The
Okay.
lawyers.
Yeah, the lawyers. There's a point like with the one, like the lawyer. What
Yeah.
is the name?
Okay.
The
But wait.
lawyers are getting a
So the
series, those
Morellis, though, are
brothers.
getting a series, right? Or Moretti's? The
Yeah, the
Morettis?
Moretti's are getting a
Okay.
series.
But I think that that is the family that the hero in book one is actually the illegitimate son of.
It is, I think so.
Like he had, remember, he had a connection to the Irish and the Italians?
I think it might be. But yeah, so the Moretti's are getting this like a spinoff, but then oh, she has both books up. There's two books. I don't know if there's only going to be two. Like as of right now, there's only two up. But yeah, the lawyers, like those brothers that are lawyers, are getting books as well. And she had the pre-order up because they're very dynamic. But I cannot think of what their name is.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Sadie Kincaid's lawyers?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure. Maybe it is the Sadie Kincaid lawyers.
I think Sadie Kincaid's getting lawyers. Jill's just going to the next, to the Italian family that owns the harbor, owns the unions
It
that
is
do all the
Sadie Kincaid
shipping.
with the lawyers. You're right.
Okay.
I'm mixing my mafias.
You're mixing your mafias. Jill Ramsauer is just going to an Italian mob family that controls the harbor.
But yes, book one, the hero, like because we get, as you get his backstory, he is adopted and we find out like who his real mom is. And like that still kind of plays out like in this book a little bit
It
too.
does. It
So
does. I'm really excited for it, but.
I am too, but it's good. And actually, the heroine of that book is going to be really interesting too, because
Is
it's
it
Shay.
connected to this book?
Yeah, it's Shay.
Oh, the cousin, the female
The
cousin.
cousin. Yeah.
Oh, nice. And she's feisty.
She's feisty. but she also likes women.
Interesting. Okay, Leah, thank you so much for reviewing Vicious Seduction with me.
You're welcome. It's always a delight.
Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.